Remember that fellow called Jesus Christ? He's supposed to have come here from somewhere to help things move along. He said some very neat things, you know. If you just read them, you don't really get the depth. But after you wake up and you don't really need to read them, you suddenly get what he was trying to say. Things like, unless you leave your father, your mother, your sisters, your brethren, and your wife, and your children, you won't enter into the kingdom. So we take that literally. Well, we don't know whether he said it that way, but we take it literally. But it could be, and it probably is, it's not about all that. It's disconnecting from how we've been seeing things, how we've been conditioned to see things, disconnecting from everything. And then you have a realization. The kingdom of God is within. The realization is within. And something else, take no thought of the morrow. Let the morrow take thought of itself. Isn't that the same thing as be here now? He also said, when you become as a little child, when you become as a little child, what I've noticed with people when they have an awakening, when they come out of Satori and they've had an opening, they're very sweet and innocent. They're like a child. So what's a child like? A child is looking all the time. And we call it playing, but it's probably experimenting. What does this taste like? Often little babies put everything in their mouth. What does this taste like? What does this feel like? But there's another phenomenon about them. We call it innocence, and that is they look at everything fresh, which can be annoying as a parent because they like to hear the same story over and over and over. And every time they hear it, they laugh in the same place. They smile in the same place. It's fresh to them. And this is what I've noticed when people have an awakening. It's as though everything is new to them. But not only new, amazing to them. Things that we just take for granted. We pick up the telephone. To them, a telephone. I can talk into this little piece of metal or plastic and somebody can hear me in a taxi on the other side of the world. It's amazing. But not only that, even very simple things are amazing. Every single time. It does change a bit, but everything is fresh. Everything is new. And they say that. They say they've never seen a tree before. And when they look at the tree, they have this revelation. This isn't a tree. This is this tree. This trunk. This branch. This twig. This leaf. Everything is unique. Wonderful. And how do we get there? Jesus said it. Unless you die and be reborn. Now the mind thinks, oh, so we have to die. No. Die to each moment. And be born again into each moment. Let the past go. Let it go. Let it go. Don't refer there. And don't look off in the future. Just be here now at the wonderment of everything. And that includes you.